I'd like to welcome Joy Eckelkamp to present to us next. I have one quick announcement. This is your last reminder to submit your questions for the last presentation today. So either submit them online or take them out to the front or bring them to me, whatever is easiest. Okay, Joy Eckelkamp is an attorney at Rapp & Kroc in Houston. Her practice includes estate, trust and tax planning, probate, estate and trust administration, disability planning, special needs trusts and disability planning, and guardianships. She has 22 years of experience. She's a pro at all of this, and as of last night, she is the immediate past president of Texas NALA. Please help me welcome Joy Eckelkamp.
Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay? Yes, I am the immediate past president, and I was happy to pass the baton on to Kathy Folks last night. I think I need a break or a vacation. That's a tough job. Bryn, thanks for that introduction. I want to start off today by extending my gratitude to Attorney Victor Santana. He's right over there. He helped me put together this presentation and write this paper. He works with me at Rapp & Kroc. Rapp & Kroc, right? As the title of my presentation alludes, I've been asked to talk about the recent changes to the Texas Estates Code, where we have expanded the options available for permissible forms of service for probate and guardianship cases. Boy, that sounds really thrilling, right? Maybe I could talk about it in 5 minutes and we'd be done. I'm sure you all have personal experiences with frustrations in dealing with the various service providers in obtaining timely and complete returns of service for all of your probate and guardianship cases. So I know I do, and bear with me. I will try not to rant too terribly about my frustrations with the U.S. Postal Service, but we're going to have a little fun today anyway. Texas Senate Bill 1373 and Texas Senate Bill 1457 have amended numerous sections of the Texas Estates Code, which formerly required delivery, citations and notices to be forwarded by certified or registered mail, and instead now will permit delivery of service through something called a qualified delivery method. These changes were effective September 1st of last year. The rules governing permissible methods for serving notice in probate and guardianship cases are primarily outlined in the Texas Estates Code. Qualified delivery methods refers to the acceptable means by which certain notices shall be delivered to necessary and proper parties, creditors, and other required participants for probate and guardianship cases. Most of the original methods of service included personal service and certified or registered mail. Now, I know it's not a very ribboning topic, so we're gonna have a step into some pop culture for just a minute. So does anybody recognize who this is? He is the U.S. Postal Service's character when they put out the zip codes. Do we know who this guy is? He's from Dennis the Menace. He was the retired postal worker who Dennis made his life pretty miserable throughout the years that he was on that program. Anybody recognize this guy? Hooterville's own Sam Drucker. He ran the postal office out of his general store. What about this guy? I think we all probably recognize this guy. Oh, my generation? Yeah. Sorry about that, Wes. Are we not in the same generation? I thought you were as young as I was. What about this guy? Now, do you recognize him? I'm sure we all recognize this guy, regardless of our age, right? Newman. He's probably the reason that we all dislike the Postal Service the most. I think he enjoyed making sure his job was not perfected. This is one from my childhood. Mr. McFeely, the speedy delivery guy, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.